This is Dr. Roland Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-E-N, first name George, G-E-O-R-G-E, the date of birth, June 25, 1969, date of evaluation, March 30, 2022, the chief complaint, 52-year-old male referred for pre-op evaluation as he is scheduled for right ACL replacement. The HVI. The patient is a 52-year-old male who reports a right knee injury dating to January 23rd, 2022. Period. He stated that he hyperextended his knee during a fall, period. He was subsequently evaluated at the Kaiser Emergency Room, but then referred to occupational therapy, period. He stated that he was then placed on light duty, period. Yet, ongoing pain and swelling with associated instability of the knee, period. He has initially used ice to decrease the swelling, period. Pain was noted to be initially sharp and burning, but progressed to an achy pain. Pain was worsened by movement, period. It was improved with ice and rest, period. At worst, pain was rated 8-9/10. On average, it is rated 2-3/10 while at rest, period. Pain is non-radiating and, again, is limited to the knee. He had undergone further evaluation. And it was felt that he would require right knee arthroscopy with partial meniscectomy, possible meniscal root repair, anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction with graft link allograft, period. He is again seen preoperatively, where he currently denies any symptoms of chest pain, calm or shortness of breath, or palpitation. The past medical history, left shoulder ACL 2002, next number history of abnormal EKG. Past surgical history, as noted, period, medications, none. Allergies, no non-drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history. He notes alcohol use. He further notes the use of cannabinoids and THC, but denies any cigarette smoking. The review of system, constitutional, he has had generalized weakness and fatigue, respiratory nose, he has seasonal allergies, the remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 130/86, pulse 61, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 200 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. the musculoskeletal examination demonstrate moderate tenderness to palpation at the lateral joint line, period. There is tenderness on palpation of the meniscus, period. Data review. ECT demonstrates sinus rhythm of 64 beats per minute. There is non-specific ST elevation in the anteroseptal lead with T-wave inversion in the inferior lead, period. He was then referred for echocardiogram. Echocardiogram revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 62%. Period. There is mild to moderate mitral valve prolapse, period. There is mild mitral regurgitation, period. Diastolic function is noted to be normal, period. The impression, this is a 52-year-old male who is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right knee surgery, period. He was found to have an abnormal EKG, period. Echocardiogram subsequently confirmed mild mitral regurgitation and moderate mitral valve prolapse, period. The patient otherwise has been asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective, but has had ongoing symptoms as related to his right knee, period. Overall, his cardiovascular risk is not significantly increased during the perioperative period. He is therefore felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for saying, Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient George Freeland. Thank you. Thank you.